Yo, welcome back, MGTOWN Men. Thanks for joining me tonight. It's a rainy night here on a Saturday night, and I'm just enjoying myself, enjoying being in my thoughts, and enjoying being with you guys. So I hope you are ready to sit down and listen to some content. I hope you're having a good weekend, Labor Day weekend. I'm jittery. I'm beyond belief jittery right now. Just chugged a bunch of coffee last 3 hours. So, you know, if you see a video uploaded at like 3 or 4 a.m., you're going to know why. It's probably on a coffee binge. But that's just what happens sometimes, getting the coffee sweat. So today we're going to talk about being an example and being an example for MGTOW. And this has kind of been spurred on by some comments I've got the last few days and, you know, so such good positive comments, but mainly the one I made the gym thought thing. And I was just having a good time with that. I was just having a good time with making a video and it's blown up, but I get some hate in there. And some of them is from MGTOW Men, and I think it is. And I think that this makes me think about why we're MGTOW and why you how you're supposed to act as a MGTOW. And it's not just an excuse to go lash out, and it's not an excuse to be critical. You always have the opportunity to be opinionated, and you always have the opportunity to be insightful and to make a statement or to go against your brother if you disagree with him. But we're here as an influencer as well. We're trying to advance MGTOW as well, I believe. And the best way for someone to believe the words that you say is not actually to speak them. It's to act on those words and let those actions, let the actions voice the words that you don't even have to speak. And so, you know, while MGTOW in a way follows the principles of Fight Club, you shall not talk about Fight Club, I believe that there's an undercurrent within MGTOW that wants you to spread and wants you to influence. So I remember first learning of MGTOW and wanting to tell everyone around me. And ideas only exist with the will to survive and the will to reproduce. So ideas that are strong are like humans. Coded in strong ideas is the will to survive. And I believe that's in MGTOW. It's default behavior. As a MGTOW, I don't just want to help the current MGTOW men. And the next generation of MGTOW men is going to be even younger, because the things that we're experiencing in 18 to 24 at the earliest is now going to be 14 to 18. And I want to help everyone. I want to spread the impact of MGTOW to encourage men, not just to have them avoid women, but to encourage men and to regain the masculinity that's been stripped from us and to regain the natural gender identity that men have, because the left wants to say that there are diversity in everything, but when it comes to gender, there is no diversity apparently. So number one is speaking on MGTOW as I am. If I were to reveal my identity, that's like, okay, number one, way to influence people is to speak about it. But if I were to reveal my identity, that would be step number two. It would have more impact. It would have more meaning because it's manifested. People manifest things and ideas. And ideas from commentaries and commentaries from people like me that don't have a face, they have an impact, but not the same emotional impact. And but then if I were to go film interactions with women, interview with them on the street, and voice MGTOW openly in these situations, or even counsel men, these videos would have verity and validity that's needed to make an astronomical change. And a great example of this, I'm going to plug him. His name's Ek Paladok, and his interview skills are not very good, but he goes up to people and does live interviews, and not only shows that what he talks about is true to him, it becomes true to the viewer. And yo, X-Pal, I'll do some interviews for you. I was a journalism major. I'd love to help out. But this has a great impact, and this is like especially true in fitness. You can talk about the paleo diet, high intensity training, till you're blue in the face, but until you begin to do these things and reap the benefits of the labor, these words don't have the impact, and we're genetically bred to emulate and to follow. And this is, I have huge reverence for my brother-in-law. As a result, I began to act as he does based on the example he's set for me. I see the particular practices of that has worked in his life. I see the books he reads. I see the food he eats. I see how he saves his money and how he handles his emotions. And this is how we're to be in MGTOW. We're not just to possess knowledge, okay? Because I see that in a lot in MGTOW where we become mavens. We become information consumers, but we don't necessarily become producers. And that's kind of okay because MGTOW is based in the long game, and I'm going to check on that in a little bit. But we are to act on the knowledge and then shine a light to those around us for the way that we're thinking and living life as a productive and a positive thing. And this brings up kind of the first main point of my speech tonight. And the impact that you have as a MGTOW will only come with consistent behavior. And someone will only know that you're MGTOW based on a long series of behaviors over many years. So I was having a conversation with my sister the other day about MGTOW and my beliefs on it. And my parents have known that I'm interested in this for about a year now. And it's interesting to me, see my parents' reactions to MGTOW, especially because one works in the judicial system. My mom has been a marital therapist for 40 years, and they're learning the theories and points behind MGTOW, but because it's only been about a year that I've been either completely red pill or purple pill or blue pill at times, like it's wavered, the words that I say to them, they don't hold as true yet. But if, say, I fast forward 10 years, God willing, and I'm not married, I have equity, I'm working a consistent job, I'm living low stress, I've saved up money, I do not seem discontented with life, I'm passionate and continuing to grow and continuing to help others grow, do the same. Now MGTOW has meaning to them. MGTOW has passed not only through the test, but it has passed to the point where it's a viable option to go in life. And this is one of the end games, I think, with being MGTOW, in order to help other people become MGTOW and accept MGTOW. And the reason that consistency is as apologetics on behalf of MGTOW is because MGTOW and following MGTOW is not based on the short game. MGTOW is a long game oriented venture. People perceive you to be losing by opting out on the many things in society, like women, attention from women, maybe a nice car, a nice home. They think you're losing. They think you're losing the short game. But behind the scenes, a lot of these guys, they're winning the long game. That you're building a business. You maybe have 10 to 12 extra hours of time per week because you're MGTOW. You have the energy to invest in things that have long-term benefits. Many MGTOW men I've heard they, you know, from different videos, especially in Sandman, they invest in bonds. They do different freelance jobs to supplement their income. They have secure investments. They're looking into Bitcoin, and they're just saving money in general. And when you save money and you get used to it, you're less prone to want to spend it frivolously, and have people see that, which is the short game. You know, you get a chick based on the short game. You don't get a life based on the short game, okay? You get a chick based on the short game. You don't get a life based on the short game. And that is essential. And there are two guys. Let me backtrack here. Once you begin to hit the marriage tipping point, which is like 28 to 32 for men, people begin to ask if you're going to get married. Not at my age, okay? So it's like another 4 years for me right now until I hit that. They're asking me now if I'm dating somebody. You say no, and they assume, yeah, he's probably playing the field. He's, you know, doesn't want to settle down yet. But once you hit that age of 28 to 32, and people ask you, are you getting married, and why aren't you married? If you're doing well in life, this is a perfect opportunity. Maybe you don't want to speak on MGTOW, but it's an opportunity for you to say maybe your beliefs, and then they see you're doing well, and they correlate it with your beliefs. And then MGTOW accrues, and people's opinions subconsciously will change about that type of approach to life that you have. And I'm going to bring a personal story. There are two guys that I work with in their mid-40s. They're awesome. Some of the best people I've worked with. And I think they're the only guys that I work with over the age of 30 that aren't married. And I can tell that this naturally raises people's curiosity, and it does mine. And you begin to wonder why. You begin to wonder why it's that they're not married. And what's it about them? But you see their lives and they're doing well. And whether or not they know about MGTOW, I doubt they do. It's the fruits in their life are derived because of this added time. And they don't work lucrative jobs, but they're doing well. And so, men, don't get discouraged. You'll not only reap the benefits of MGTOW further down the line, but by continuing, you're a better example each and every day. And another important thing about being an example, guys, is you're a role model for other men, okay? You're not just trying to improve the state of MGTOW and improve your life, but I think that we are speaking, we're not men's right activists per se, but we do vouch for men. It's just, you don't see us going out and vouching for women. As much as that people are going to criticize me and say you're an MRA by saying this, it's naturally what's happening in MGTOW. And have you ever noticed a group of like guys that are close? Maybe it's just two guys. Maybe it has been you and the other dude that you spend a lot of time with. Maybe your roommates. Whether it's spoken or not, in many cases, the guy or the guys that are in relationships are envious of the guys that aren't. And this might change, you know, as you're going out maybe on a date, you forget about it, or you're having sex with her or something that's like very stimulating at front. But this doesn't continue, and this is not the daily 24/7 thought. They do envy you, I believe, a lot of the times, and I know I have. And being outspoken about MGTOW is not necessary, but by being able to capitalize on your freedom, go out and stay out whenever you'd like, maybe go on a road trip when you like, even be able to talk to your parents more, be able to sleep more consistent hours, and just generally be able to be more well-rounded and energized for the things that matter in life, you provide a good example for other men. And you encourage men to grasp their own personal value, because they see he's focusing on himself, he's valuing himself, he's working on himself. I can do the same, okay? I can have a good life without a woman by my side, and I don't have to be evaluated based on that. Based on what I've spoken on YouTube, I've definitely been labeled as a guy that probably failed with women or couldn't get a woman. Thus, I went MGTOW, okay? I'm sure there are people that think that out there. This is rarely the case with MGTOW, because you don't become MGTOW unless you've had experience with women. I'm just saying, you might hear of MGTOW, but you don't actually think it's purposeful if you don't have personal experience with women. And I've given this advice to some guys that haven't dated even. I'm like, okay, date once, see what it's like, but know you're going to opt out. And I think the people that linger in the red pill stage and bounce back to blue pill, or at the very least purple pill stages, are the ones that have frequent failures with courting a woman when they've wanted to. And the only way to refute this condemning speech as a MGTOW or against MGTOW as a whole is to work on something that shows itself in 5 years and in 10 years. And by being well-rounded and by speaking well and by playing the long game. And this just, you know, reiterates why it's important to be an example, and to be an example because it's positive. It's counter nihilistic as well. So you'll see me reference the Bible a lot, and I think that this passage summarizes how we are to act and act in mind of the impact of our actions, the power that our actions have. And this is one of my favorite verses. You are light for the world. A city cannot be hidden when it is located on a hill. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. Instead, everyone who lights a lamp puts it on a lampstand. Then its light shines on everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine in front of people. Okay, man, we are in a position. We are that lamp. We are that lighthouse. A lamp and a lighthouse have no purpose if they're not on a hill. And they are only made to be on a hill. Men are made to be the ones that society sees as the front line. We are the ones that are influencers. We dictate how people see the world, okay? We have that power that women, it's not a knock against women, but women were not given, were not granted, okay? Women are followers, men are leaders, okay? And you cannot convince a liberal feminist in a comment section that you're right, that you're intelligent, that you're not sex-crazed maniac like the men she came across in life. By just a comment, you will not be able to get through to her in one paragraph, one essay, or a thesis, maybe not in a conversation, or even interacting with her in person. You have to live a lifetime of it, okay? And that's what we're called to do as men. We don't fight the small battles. That's what words do for us. They're sometimes necessary, but we want to win the long game. We want to win the war. That's only done by example. So, men, take this to heed. Be positive out there. Be a good example in everything in life. Work hard. Show that you're different. All right. Show that you stand out and that you're able to do things in life because of the liberty that's given to you through MGTOW. So enjoy your Saturday night, guys. Thanks for all the support once again. If you guys have a topic request, please email me at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com. And just open up a PayPal or Patreon as well for a donation. You don't have to donate at all, but I just put that down there. If you guys want to donate, I'll put orders in for better microphone, maybe to spend some more money on a website to get that going, to have a domain, and to run some better interviews. I want to get some interviews going with people. So Have a blessed weekend, guys. I'll come back with another video tomorrow. Enjoy yourselves out there, MGTOW men. Hoodies up, hoodies out.